You may be seated. Join me in prayer. Holy and gracious God, help us to take your words to heart, to be prepared to welcome your coming. For we know when it comes, it will come with great joy. In the name of Jesus, amen. But in those days, after that suffering, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will be falling from the heavens, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. Thank you. That was beautiful. But the contrast couldn't be starker, could it? It's the beginning of Advent. It's the beginning of the holiday season. We're hanging lights on our houses and planning parties. And the children are counting down the days to Christmas. And then we come to church on the first Sunday in Advent, and we hear about doom and gloom. So what is Jesus talking about? And why are we hearing a passage about the end times, suffering and calamity at the beginning of the most wonderful time of the year? Well, to answer that question, we must do a little more time traveling this morning. So let's go back now to the year 70. And now I want you to imagine that you are a part of a small Jewish Christian community somewhere in the Roman Empire, possibly, maybe even probably, in Rome itself. For the past few years, the world has been in turmoil. The great fire of Rome in 66 and Emperor Nero's subsequent persecution of Christians would have been fresh in your memory. And don't forget, Nero's death in 68 set off a civil war, and Rome went through a succession of four emperors in a single year. And while all this was happening, the empire was also putting down a rebellion in Judea. After pacifying, I put that word in quotes, pacifying, right? The countryside, the Roman armies surround Jerusalem. The besiegers outnumbered the defenders 2-1. It will only be a matter of time before Jerusalem falls. And when Jerusalem does fall, the Romans will burn the city to the ground, starting with the temple and its massive stones. All these events have shaken your faith. It is a time of great uncertainty. Those first century Christians who heard the Gospel of Mark would have recognized their world in these words, the persecutions, the horrors, the sufferings. And not only that, they would have found these words strangely comforting. From the fig tree, learn its lesson. As soon as the branches become tender and puts forth its leaves, you will know that summer is near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that He is very near, at the very gates. Truly, I tell you, this generation shall not pass away until all these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words, my promises, will not pass away. These words would have assured them that the horrors they lived through would not last forever. These words assured them that God's promises are more reliable, more permanent than even the heavens and the earth. After the winter of suffering, summer is near. The Son of Man, the Messiah, is at the very gates. These words would have encouraged them not to despair, not to lose hope, but to keep the faith despite the turmoil around them. While our lives differ vastly from those of our first century siblings, perhaps we can also recognize our world in today's gospel. The war between Israel and Hamas rages on, claiming new victims every day. The Russian-Ukraine war is in its second year, and no one will be surprised if it grinds into a third. And we certainly have our share of signs in the heaven and earth, sea and the sky. 2023 is well on its way to being the hottest year on record. And yet world leaders seem to fiddle while the world burns. Our personal lives can be tumultuous as well. Anyone who's lived more than a few years on this planet will know times of struggle and suffering. Health concerns, aging, money worries, and family conflicts don't just disappear because, well, 'tis the season to be jolly. If anything, the pressure on us to make this the happiest time of the year can add to our stress and loneliness. And like our first century siblings, perhaps we can take heart from this gospel. Even as Jesus speaks these words from the Mount of Olives, He is anticipating His decisive battle over sin, death, and evil on Calvary. We know, just as our first century siblings knew, that the tide has turned with His victory on the cross. Yes, there is still pain and horrendous suffering in this world, but death and evil have lost the war. The struggles, the difficulties, and the horrors we live with will not last forever. God's promises are more reliable and more permanent than even the heavens and the earth. In C.S. Lewis's classic fantasy, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, four children discover the land of Narnia, a magical place of talking animals ruled by an evil white witch. She has cast a spell on Narnia, making it a place of endless winter and never Christmas. Upon learning of the children's arrival in Narnia, the witch seeks to destroy them because of an ancient prophecy linking the end of her reign to the appearance of the sons of Adam and the daughters of Eve. So the children flee with their two new friends, talking beavers, into the frozen countryside to seek the great lion Aslan. But as they journey, they notice some curious changes. The first surprise is the arrival of Father Christmas. He arrives on his sleigh with gifts for everyone, announcing, "I've come at last. He has kept me out, but I have gotten in at last. Aslan is on the move. The witch's magic is weakening." The snow melts as the children and the beavers continue their journey to find Aslan. First the crocuses and then the primroses, the first spring flowers appear. And when they arrive at the meeting place, it is summer. The witch's spell is beginning to break. Aslan is near. Jesus told his disciples, "From the fig tree, learn its lesson. As soon as its branches become tender and puts forth its leaves, you will know that summer is near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that he is near at the very gates." After the winter of suffering, the summer is near. The Son of Man is on the move. He is at the very gates. He has broken the spell of death and evil forever. It's Advent. He is coming. Take heart, be of good cheer. This is indeed the most wonderful time of the year. Amen. Please stand as you're able as we sing hymn 436, "My Lord, What a Morning."